Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, that's a good pyramid noise.
Why are you so paranoid?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We won. I mean,
well,
at the end of the day, you know, I mean,
childish Altuve says
turnovers, man. I feel like I was with the bad news bears, but at the end of the day, you know, it's all about getting a win. I think the performance by them two, you know, what I mean, our team as a whole, the things that don't show up on the stat sheets are the charges that PJ Tucker took, you know, the defense that Trevor Ariza was playing, the big steal that Eric Gordon got down the stretch. You know what I mean? So all in all, for us, we take the win.
Well, he's right. All in all, they do. It was a bad game.
I couldn't hear most of it.
I know.
Why didn't you have your headphones on?
I'm not used to him having, you know, playing sound. Get some more sound ready. We got lots of stuff actually from the locker room. James Harden, we got sound from him. So Chris was really terrible yesterday. I don't expect that the rest of the season.
No, I don't either.
Get it all out in one game. I mean, he was bad from first quarter to fourth quarter to the very end of the game. I've never seen him play worse for the Houston Rockets. That was just really bad. And James was the other direction, and Capella was the other direction, which is good. You needed both of them.
You agree with Robbie? He said if Harden had scored 15 points less, but the rest of the guys shot better, we would have blew him up by 20 to 30.
Well, if Harden had scored the same and the other guys had shot better. I didn't think Harden scoring what he scored had anything to do with the other player. The other players got their shots.
Right. They did. There were plenty of shots.
Yeah.
There were plenty of shots. They just didn't make
it. It's not like James was shooting shots that other guys had a chance to.
Although they only did shoot 37 threes when normal, you know, this is a 50 shot team.
That's better to only get 37 when you're shooting like crap.
Well,
right?
No, but this team is a much more volume 3-point shooting team.
Yeah, but
they only shot 27%. James was.
They try to get to 50. They don't average 50.
They average. No, they get. Yeah, they try to get to 50 is. It's not unusual. 37. I don't know. What's their average? What's the number? What's the average number of 3 points? It seemed low yesterday. Well, of course, they weren't making them.
It seemed high to me. I was like, God, can y'all stop shooting? I swear to God, I thought, this must be a record amount of 3-point attempts.
I don't think so. I was the opposite. I was like, shoot more threes. No. You'll make them.
No. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it makes them.
No. But the fact that they only shot 27%, you're like, hey, you know what? I think only because, you know, shoot more and you'll make more.
No.
Let's go. Throw up more. That's how you're going to beat this Minnesota team, is throwing up threes and beating them.
Yeah, making them, though.
Yeah, right.
Do the make them part.
Look at Bartolo Colon, just perfect game in the Astros. It's just unbelievable.
They're not going to shoot that poorly. Like, I mean, they could shoot poorly as a team, but I don't expect them to shoot as a team. They averaged 42 a game, 42 3-point attempts a game. They had what, 37?
37.
Not that far off. Five
no,
off.
No, and so if they'd have shot five more, they would have made five
more.
They're more
than
so they'd have been 15
well,
for
James
42.
Would have shot five more, they might have made two more.
If anyone else would have shot, they would have all been misses.
Yeah. Right.
If James would have shot five more.
So that's why I don't agree with what the guys... I mean, well, I do agree with what he said. I think if James scored 15 less, but your other guys scored more... But if what you're saying is we need James to shoot less than you are, or it's better if James doesn't score, you're incorrect. His points didn't come... Like, sometimes Dream would have huge games, and it would come on the... And it would come in lieu of other guys scoring, and I don't think that's good. James's points don't typically come in lieu of other guys getting opportunities. That's the thing, is James's points came independent of other guys because other guys had plenty of opportunities. They just need to shoot better.
Yeah. That was it.
They just need to shoot better.
They just shot like crap. Now, is Minnesota's, we talked about Minnesota's defense. They give up 107 a game, and it was close to 103. Is Minnesota's defense, three-point perimeter defense, is that any good? Is that part of the reason? Were they closing out well?
I thought they missed a lot of open. I thought they did close out some. I mean, I thought their defense was actually decent yesterday, Minnesota. I thought they actually played. I thought Chris Paul got put in some positions he didn't like because of how they played him. But James just had blow-bys. Like, he was able to get to the basket nonstop. And then Twitter wanted to just pick up on James' step back. It was really what I like to call a double step back, which was a travel at the very end. It was so quick that refs, like, to be honest with you, it's kind of slick, where refs didn't really catch it. I remember seeing it thinking, ooh, that feels like a double move, but whatever. I didn't think twice. I mean, refs miss stuff all the time. Well, Twitter decided to get in. As soon as ESPN and Bleacher Report had something about it being this great play, James is unguardable, Andrew Wiggins is on Harden Island, the internet just, everyone jumped in on, James is traveling, he's a traveler, and
yeah, he's a traveler, and
all that stuff. That was a travel,
and that was a travel.
There was no mention of
and what's your point?
Karl Anthony Towns grabbed a rebound and took four steps, and because everyone forgot that it was just one free throw, they didn't call a travel. They called a travel because everybody forgot. Like the officials, it should have been, no, that's automatically a travel. But I guess they forgot too and let it go.
Did you see Chris Paul's punch to the face, Dell? Did you,
Jeff Teague? When they're going for a loose ball, he smacked Jeff Teague in the face.
He's slick.
Like, and what did you
asked me what happened? I told you.
Did you think I'm glad that we've got him, but it's okay now because he's a Rocket?
I think anyone who's a Rocket fan who accepted that was like, yeah, because he's a Rocket. If he happened to be a Clipper and the Rockets went to Clippers, oh, what the hell? That's a flagrant. But hey, it's fine. He's just hard-nosed basketball, right?
Yeah.
This is hard-nosed basketball.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what
it was. You know what?
He's trying hard.
Pat Beverly, that's the kind of basketball we love played. And the hard-nosed, tough-playing guys like the Josh Smiths of the world, and the Pat Beverleys and the Chris Pauls. You know, the hard-playing, down-and-dirty types.
Down-and-dirty.
What's scary?
Nene, P.J. Tucker, Chris Paul, Josh Smith, you know,
no, you're adding
historically.
You're adding an extra guy that you shouldn't add, Josh Smith.
Which one of those guys was a headband guy?
Josh Smith.
What's scarier, Rockets winning by three or Astros only scoring one run?
Rockets by three.
Really?
I keep thinking, I know Astros are going to break out. If you change it, what's scarier, Rockets three or the Astros bullpen falling apart again? I shouldn't say falling apart. One guy.
Oh, no,
bullpen's not doing their job.
What's scarier in Houston sports right now than the Astros bullpen?
Nothing is scarier.
Well, that's Texans offensive line.
Deshaun's knees. Yeah.
Deshaun's knees. Texans offensive line.
JJ's
contract,
everything.
Yeah.
A new contract coming up for
clown.
The Texans. What's scarier? Texans corners. JJ's
Texans
back,
secondary.
Deshaun's knees, or the offensive line.
You know what? Honestly, or
how about a mic in front of Bob Gnair?
Oh, yep. That wins. Never mind.
There's like eight scarier things with the Texans and Astros bullpen. That's horrifying. Brad Peacock and Ken Giles over there like saying,
"Oh yeah,
and Bob McNair's right down the street."
Hey like, guys, I know you got problems with me, but there's an old guy on Curvy who likes to talk.
Oh right. Yeah, you want Kevin Johnson covering you? Is that
okay?
Is that what's wrong with us?
Here's one.
If he's on the field,
what's more scary right now? This is the definitive one: Bob McNair in front of a mic or Ken Giles in the ninth with a one-run lead.
What's more likely to embarrass your city?
I'm not playing this game anymore.
No. What's more likely to embarrass your city, Ken Giles or Bob McNair?
Yeah.
That's a hard one. I'm
not playing. I'm out of this game. That was Dell asking that question, Houston Texans. That was Dell. Dell.
We got to worry about them now?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We would like to. I don't know.
I'm guessing people in their own building are like, please.
Yeah. You know what?
Please.
They're probably
talking.
Going, Bob.
Yeah.
Probably answering
off
that question.
Record? Off record?
Yeah. Bob.
Because the PR people for the Astros don't have to work overtime when Ken Giles gives up a game-winning hit. Like, it's not DEFCON over there. It's like, okay, AJ will handle this.
When he gives up two in a two-run game, they do.
AJ has to handle it. They don't.
No, when he gives up two in a two-run game, that means extra innings. Okay, so they do have to work more.
They do have to print more stuff out.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, no, they have to stay for the extra innings.
Yeah, but they don't have to go into crisis management like AJ handles all that stuff. When Bob McNair says something, it's not like Bill O'Brien has to get involved.
No, right. Well, the PR people at the Texans have to get involved.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The PR people at the Texans far scarier, are much more scared about Bob McNair than the PR people at the Astros.
You're probably
like
right.
Giles.
All right, time to talk about the indoor comfort specialists right now. Those are our peeps over there. And if you're building a home or a business, you call them right now. Don't put in a regular air conditioner. Get the geothermal. It is second over the course, the life of that home or that business, you are going to save so much money with geothermal. So much money. Just doing it. And you, well, look at the initial cost. I'm telling you, over the life, it's not even arguable how much money you're going to save. So go with the geothermal because it is the best. It is, and the geothermal experts in this city are the indoor comfort specialists. So if you're building any kind of a, it doesn't matter how much you're spending, do it right. And then, you know, if it's too late, you've already got your air conditioners in, all that, you want them to check your air conditioners right now. 22-point check, just $49.
Yeah, and this is the great thing about the indoor comfort specialists is that they are, they really, whether you're in the mood for, or not in the mood for, if your house needs geothermal, which a lot of times are bigger houses that have ridiculously high AC, you know, numbers every single month, or whether you just need a piece repaired, or whether you just want to check up on the health of your system, there for you. From the biggest jobs to the smallest jobs, Indoor Comfort Specialist is waiting for your phone call. 713-666-1101 or 975-975-AC.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 713-780-3776. Who wants in? You're more than welcome to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out here on the show. Whatever you want to talk about, your Astros doing poorly, and they're facing their kryptonite, James Paxton, tonight, who just dominated them last year early in the season. So we'll see if they can't take care of that business.
Can I tell you something I think is happening right now in sports? I think we are seeing this simultaneous, and in some ways this is apropos, because nobody feels more similar than Greg Popovich and Bill Belichick. I think we may simultaneously be seeing the decline. It'll be faster for the Spurs than for the Patriots, but I think we're seeing the decline of both organizations.
Well, I don't know. We'll see, because they've lost their superstars. When Gronk and Brady are gone, it'll be precipitous there.
Oh, it'll be substantial, and we don't know that Gronk is coming back for sure. Brady is clearly not happy with his situation there. Danny Amendola has had things to say. Players aren't happy about, you know, how the Malcolm Butler stuff went down. At the end of the day, I think Bill Belichick still believes that he's the reason that they win. I mean, I'm sure he'll give credit to, but I think he believes that he can remake the roster and they'll be fine. I don't know. I don't love Bill Belichick, the personnel guy. And I think when Tom Brady's not there,
well,
I think all that personnel stuff starts coming to light.
What about Pop, the personnel guy? They're not that deep.
They have been good in the past. This roster's not very good.
They're not very good at all. And he couldn't have been a bigger D-weed to Lisa Salters first during the game. Why? You know what? You got the Pop and Salters? Here's Pop and Salters during the game.
heard you tell your guys a couple minutes ago, this is called adversity. Get through it. What has to change for them to get through it?
Well, we have to play a little bit better.
Coming into the game, you said Kevin Durant, you got to defend him better. He had 11 in that first quarter. What has to happen differently to play him better?
We got to play him better.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
What a D.
Now, to be fair, I mean, that's been his move for years.
Yeah,
though.
But I mean, but okay. But, you know, that was funny with Craig Sager because they had a thing going on. You know, I get it. You don't want to be interviewed. And your team, if they were playing better, would he have been, you know, a little bit better? He's a D-weed. Honestly, I think that I don't know that there's a bigger. He's a front runner.
Raise your hand if you're enjoying John saying D-weed. It's two of us. And if Raheel were here, he would raise his hand too.
No, honestly.
D-weed on the air just feels like we're breaking new ground. Like, I think we can
No, that's a
I think
blitz
we
thing.
Can, I think.
Well, they say the
They
whole
say
thing.
The word.
But that's in the afternoon.
Yeah. I guess
when
in the,
what?
Well, the kids
are picked up from school?
No, the kids.
Actually, the kids are already headed to baseball practice.
At home or something. Or,
yeah, the kids are at baseball
practice. Or listening to Tekashi 6ix9ine. They're not listening to the blitz.
So, anyway.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
What's a D-weed, mommy? Why does that bad man keep saying D-weed? Because Greg Popovich is. Okay? That's what he is.
Are we sure he wasn't pulling his old routine?
No, he was.
Was he legitimately pissed?
You saw him. He was an a-hole.
He was pissed.
He was an a-hole.
That was a good question. The first one she asked, I knew where the second one was going. Matter of fact, if you asked that second, what do you have to do? You're not able to guard him. What should you do? That was a lock of the century. What was coming next? The one.
No,
with
but
the
any other decent human
good-
being and every coach. You know, listen, like Pop's the first guy that's ever been losing in a game, and he has to do the interview. Okay, stop. Other coaches can. She's got a job to do. I know you don't like it, but you know what? Part of this is. And then after the game, you want to talk about an A. And, oh, by the way, throwing his team up. He said, this was what he said. Hey, they were prepared. They were deer in the headlights. They did. They couldn't shoot. They couldn't defend. They were terrible. Basically, I did my job. They all sucked. That's what he said.
Well, sorry that he dropped so many truth bombs on you.
Oh, did he do his job? Oh, why is that? Okay.
Do you think they can come close?
If a player had said that.
Oh, I'd be.
If a player who had a decent game said, you know what? Everybody else, I did it. I was okay. Everybody else sucked, if you want to know the truth. If a player said that, we would be destroying him. But Greg Popovich says it. There was a who was it? Key and Peele or somebody did that coach that was on the sideline after the game, mm-hmm. the high school coach. Man, my team just sucks. I mean, I coached my ass off, but those guys, they're really, really terrible.
You know how many coaches probably think that?
Yes. Like,
and Greg Popovich just let out some truth bombs.
Well,
he's been pretty. Now, Pop has been, I think this is a heat check for Pop. He's like, man, I've been just speaking. I've been speaking on everything. I've just been feeling it. Social media is loving me. I'm going to go back to some old Pop just in your ass, Greg.
Well, I wish they would have just asked him about us bombing Syria. Because you know what?
That seems out of place.
No, it's really not for Pop. Not you. Oh, are you kidding me?
Pop comments on social issues in America.
Asking about
military action seems out of place.
Not for Pop. He's going to tell you what he thinks of the president and what he's doing.
You think Lisa Salters needs that heat? Ham.
Excuse me, hey, so?
Excuse me, coach.
So,
what do you think about the recent bombing raid in Syria?
Yeah. You guys can't cover KD, but listen, we're bombing Syria now.
KD's bombing you like we just bombed Syria.
No, that's not going to be. That's not going to be any commentary.
Yeah. No. That's what we need. We need Pop telling us that because as far as basketball goes, he sucks as a coach if you want to know the truth.
What?
He sucks.
Greg Popovich doesn't suck
he
as a coach?
He sucks as a coach.
Why in the world would you
well,
say
that? Well,
wait a minute.
Talk about a front runner when he's got Tim Duncan. He's got all these guys. He's got Kawhi.
There's like a two-decade run he's got going on.
He sucks. Look at him now.
Does Belichick suck?
Belichick sucked last year. In the Super Bowl, Belichick sucked.
Belichick sucked as a coach? You just said Pop sucks as a
coach. In the Super Bowl, Belichick sucked. He lost the Super Bowl for his team.
Next thing, you're going to tell me that Ed Orgeron sucks, your LSU Tigers head coach.
He's great. He's awesome.
Hear that, Del?
LSU is trash.
Hey, what do you think about Greg Popovich playing that game?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, really.
What, Ed? What did you say?
Greg Popovich comes somewhere out there and he's going to have to play the baseball game.
What, Ed? Ogeron?
He's on the coach. You guys are having issues, you know, throwing the ball forward. How can you guys correct that in the second half?
We're going to try to put it out there on the forward and throw it forward with forward arms, slide it on forward like that. We'll come over there. Got to get more better football players.
Coach, the whole toss the ball to the running back and have a run at the middle thing has been really the only team who does it is you. You think that's going to be effective in the second half?
That's going to be real effective because we got quarterback and extra blocker.
Quarterbacks are such great blockers.
Hey, Danny Etling, I want you to be the lead fullback on this play. Go block a linebacker. Well,
he'd be a better blocker than he would have passed.
Danny Etling is a good blocker. Danny Etling is not a good passer.
Huh.
No. You're a five-star recruit. Hey, go Tiger. Go Tiger.
Hey, Coach, you just fired the hottest name in the game in terms of offensive coordinators and rehired a guy who just got demoted. What was your decision behind that?
Offense was bad. We got to get better offense, get better passer, call better plays, run the ball better.
But the guy who you demoted to hire the Matt Canada is now your new OC. Why do you think the offense will be better?
Danny
Etling gone?
Danny Etling gone. Everything going to get better.
That's the truth.
Carmelo,
if you want to know the truth, that was not about Matt Canada. That was about Danny Etling.
We just upgraded quarterback. Danny Etling from Danny Etling to nobody. Yeah. We got better.
I will say this, though. They tried running that same offense here. They brought that Pitt offense here. They brought it to Rice, and they brought it to LSU. How'd that all work out for both of those schools?
Didn't work.
You know what?
Those are teams loaded with offensive talent. LSU. But we've said that about LSU for over a decade. It doesn't. Yeah,
but they didn't have the guy.
It really doesn't matter.
But without the hammer throwing the ball,
Exactly. Matt Canada's a good offense coordinator. I don't know what happened there. Ed Ogeron was getting into business, but you can't win with Danny Etling. And guess what? I was going through my draft projections with a couple teams, like where they're supposed to go. And two teams said, you better put a 7th PFA. Like, I had undrafted free agent on Danny Etling. And two different teams said, put him as 7th to PFA. Like, he could get – Danny Etling could get drafted. Just, what? Believe it or not, yeah, could get drafted. I'm like, that's not a real thing. Is this a real thing? Like, Danny? Yeah, Nick Shemenek from Texas Tech, who was benched, and Danny Etling could both get drafted. Like, what? These aren't real. These aren't things that are going to happen.
I could see Shemenek before I could
see.
The only person
who could hold Jordan under 20 is Dean Smith. The only person who could hold Danny under 300 was Ed Ogeron, okay? Okay?
No.
8:30.
That's definitely not true.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Los Angeles, California. En presencia de la gente, los astros quedan campeones de una forma sorprendente.
It's a kind of a chicken dance thing, but it's
muchos claros se fuerzan según nunca ganarían.
It's the Astros championship song.
John's getting ready to translate.
Pero les tapan la boca porque Dios así quería.
I can't really hear it. It's really. It's
still lit, though.
It is lit. I don't know that there's a better song. This is.
That song. Thanks, KMFG, for sending that in.
KMFG said that? Nice. It's just
song.
I thought first I was like, why are you playing a chicken dance? And
the song is called El Corrido de los Astros.
The run of the Astros
by
run.
Ricardo y Gennaro, version estudio. This is the studio version of El Corrido de los Astros.
The Astros run. Nice.
I did understand when you talked about November of 2017 early on in the
season. Yeah.
Hear that part about Giles being a D-weed?
No, that's not it. You.
Malo. Es como mierda.
Otro home run contra Giles.
Es feo, es sucio.
Hear that? Giles Vino? Es feo, it says.
No. Vino el Berlanda y ganamo.
I heard something about Giles and Chupa Me, and I was like,
whoa. No, whoa. No, it didn't say anything about Chupa Me. Yeah. Hey, Manny quiere a Bregman. Duerman juntos siempre.
I would do, if we could just have 1 hour of John singing made up Spanish songs, I would listen to it.
Okay.
Here's what I know for a fact. We're an hour and a half in. No Houston Rockets fans have called.
No.
Either
nothing.
With fear or with happiness. There has been no Houston Astros callers. Now, we still have lots to talk about. If you don't call, you don't call. But I just thought people would be a little bit more like, hey, bullpen didn't do their job again. The hitters didn't do their job again. We've lost 4 out of 5. I thought there'd be a little bit of panic.
No, I think everybody's like, well, it doesn't. Nothing really matters in baseball. Nothing really matters. Oh, yeah. You know what? We got a little salty about the offense to start last year, and it was like, now we look like idiots. Okay.
Real just said, and I thought about this when it was playing, we got to be careful about playing Tejano music. I was like, bleeping signals bleeped up again. No. It was, hey, I was listening to 1560 over the weekend, and it was just a Vietnamese show.
That's all it is. The whole day is Vietnamese.
Oh, really? The Vietnamese, there's no SB Nation on it at all anymore?
No. They leased the station.
Okay.
SB Nation is on 94.1.
No, that's SportsMap.
Yeah.
It's on some, maybe a few shows.
No, but yeah, the overnight.
I got you.
Yeah. Hold up. That sounds like the song from Breaking Bad when the Mexican twin cousins were about to kill Walt.
Oh, that does have the feel.
It does a little bit.
What were the cousins called?
Oh, my God. They were badass.
What were the brothers called on... Brothers on Breaking Bad.
They weren't about to kill Walt. They were about to kill...
14 years later, Mancado is telling a different kind of story.
Salamanca?
The Salamanca.
Commonly known as the cousins.
Ding! Yeah.
We're twin brothers and hitmen from the Juarez cartel.
Yeah.
How about the
They didn't take
where...
out Walt. They took out, not Walter White.
Well, they were
took
coming
out...
after Walt, though.
They were coming after Walt, but what was the brother-in-law's name?
Yeah, they didn't kill Skyler. Doesn't matter.
You wanted them to kill Skyler?
Yes.
You hated Skyler?
Of course I hated Skyler the same way I hated Gretchen Mol's character in Rounders, the same way. They all ruin shows. Skyler, she didn't ruin the show, but Skyler, don't act like you didn't want Skyler to get lit. Just... cracked her code cracked remember who was in the shower when they were sitting on the bed and somebody was in the shower. It's like, oh, this is scary.
No, that was really scary. But no, they his brother-in-law, the cop, they shot him. Hank
got plugged. Yeah. Right.
I don't see Hank as one of the mentioned guys they killed. I'm looking at the murders committed by the cousins.
No, I think they didn't kill him.
They killed another DEA agent though.
But Hank killed them, right?
I've got to see how they died.
Yeah, in that parking lot.
I think you're right. I think they eventually got by Hank. By the way.
No, Gus killed them. Because I'm looking
Gus
at
Gus Fring blew him up, didn't Wait, Gus killed...
After the shooting of Hank? Maybe, I'm looking. Maybe it was Hank. But apparently Gus...
Oh, wait, they weren't with Gus?
He later dies after going into cardiac arrest. It is revealed that Mike Ehrmantraut gave Lionel a fatal injection under orders from Gus to prevent him from revealing to Bolsa that it was Gus who sanctioned the hit on Hank. Apparently Gus sanctioned the hit on Hank, and he had Mike kill Lionel, so it didn't get revealed. So Gus was behind Lionel's death.
Huh.
By the way, Art wanted to know. He thinks that Patrick Reed is bad luck. He was at the Astros the other day in his green jacket. He's at the Rockets.
Well, he didn't say that. He said there's a fat green guy in a green jacket, a fat guy in a green jacket that was at the Astros game and then the Rockets game, and they sucked.
It was an ill-fitting jacket, too. They
haven't tailored that thing for him yet?
No. Clearly not.
Maybe that's how he wears his jackets. Sometimes that happens. Please send him to every Warrior game. Thanks.
Talkie dust?
Yeah. How do you know he's not going to be... That the Warriors won't play great with him. Stop. We got to stop that. I'm going to tell you this. I'm worried about the Warriors looking as good as they were, as they did, and I'm worried about Oklahoma City looking as good as they did.
Did we get a zoom in shot of the cuffs on Patrick Reed's jacket? Was there talky dust on the cuffs of his jacket?
Can we stop that? Patrick Reed is not fat.
Have you ever seen the video?
I didn't say fat. I just said he ate talkies.
Speaking of talkies, Chris Solis sent me the video. Have you ever seen Hot Cheetos and Takis?
I've seen people compare the two.
Have you seen?
I don't even know what are Takis.
So Google.
They're a version of hot.
It's
chips.
Like a Mexican version of hot Cheetos, and it's spicy. Just on YouTube, just pull up Hot Cheetos and Takis, and then play that jam and see which one you like better: El Corrido de los Houston Astros or Hot Cheetos and Takis. It's a very different style of music. Hot Cheetos are Cheetos with the red Cheetos that are spicy. Mm-hmm. Takis are. It's the Mexican version that is equally hot, and it's very, very similar. Very, very similar.
Have you listened to the song? We know
it's clean. It's a bunch of kids. Yeah,
that doesn't mean anything.
Well, but it is clean. I've listened to it. By the name of Dane Jones. Dane. I'm with my crew. Listen to this. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. This is for Patrick Reed. Okay. Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stained red and I cannot get them off. You can catch me in my coat eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Pop. Snack, 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 crunch. Snack, 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 snack. I want somebody to play this as their walk-up music. You know who can play it? Yep. See? What you about to get? Ha, you already know. $3 or $4 in a couple. Patrick Reed just bumping this as he pulls up in a great big Escalade. Here, park this for me. Mr. Reed, what should we do with this? There's all kinds of red dust all over the steering wheel. That's Taki dust. Hot Cheetos and Takis can be exact. Got my masters and my green jacket. You got to turn it off or I'll just listen to this all day long. I can just put...
Why?
Rory McIlroy choked. Now I'm sitting with green jacket on his Hot Cheetos and Takis. Patrick Reed got kicked out of Georgia, and then he got a jacket.
You know Patrick Reed's a guy who probably get a bagel, spread some mayo on it, throw some hot Takis on it, and then like that.
Really? And somebody, what are you doing, Patrick? Say it's not good. Say this isn't good. Hot Cheetos and cream cheese
cream
on an
cheese.
Everything bagel?
It'd be cream cheese,
act like this isn't good. It's pretty good, Patrick. You know how basketball, the guys say, you know, you got to get a chip. Chip is championship. Get a chip. I wonder if Patrick Reed says, man, you don't even have any jackets. If he says that to somebody now, before you say anything to me, get a jacket. If you don't have a jacket, don't talk to me. Patrick Reed said. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. This jacket is over my, I'm holding my jacket over my ears. Like Cornholio.
That's what Ricky is the Charles Barkley. Oh, really? Ricky? You got one of these? Got one of these? You don't have one of these.
Hey, Ricky, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't got no jackets, Ricky. You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know nothing about golf, Ricky.
Stop. Get a jacket before you talk to me.
All right. You know who's got a chip? Skeeters.
They got.
Yeah.
Do they?
They won it 2 years. Not last year, but the year before.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago. And the start of the 2018 season, Friday, April 27th. Next Friday. You get the Magnus schedule in the game one. You got fireworks after the game. First time that's ever happening at a minor league game.
Not the first time.
Skeeter's hat giveaway on Saturday. Sunday, strikeout autism. You can have a pregame catch on the field, player autographs, as well as postgame kids run the bases. Skeeters are a great way to entertain okay? They got 10-game flex books, mini plans, new 10-game Insperity Club plans, SugarlandSkeeters.com. Let's go.
They're called flex pants, the flex books, because you get a flex on people. 10 games, the mini plans, but the best thing is it really is affordable family fun as well, and it's all season long. Join everyone at Constellation Field. That's where there's something for everyone, whether it's just you and your boys or the entire family. Great food, great drinks. They've got an air-conditioned Insperity Lounge, but the way that the park is shaded, you can sit down in any of the seats, have a great view of the game, and have a really comfortable, relaxing time. It's all out there at the Skeeters. Go to the website, SugarlandSkeeters.com, and find out and get those ticket informations and set up, get a suite for you and the people over there at your work. SugarlandSkeeters.com. Me and my coat, eating hot Cheetos and talking snack. Snack, snack, snack. Crunch, snack, snack, snack.
More Cheetos and talking. Hot Cheetos and talking. You can catch me and my coat, eating hot Cheetos and talking. You going to answer that? To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Never mind. I'm done giving out the number. Because I don't know if you tried calling. Anybody who's tried to call knows it's been disconnected. What the bleep in the bleep? How? What?
So the internet bill is paid for. The light bill is paid for. The gas bill, I feel like, is paid for because we can turn on the heat if we wanted to, but you like it cold.
I know the electricity is fine because it's freezing.
Well, you like it like that.
Yeah.
But the phone bill...
Apparently, I don't know what. Maybe really, they disconnected us.
No, but our hotline numbers work.
So that works.
It can't be the phone bill.
It can't be the phone bill. Something happened.
It's got to be the phone company screwing with us.
Yes. It's the phone company's fault. Jerks. Fix our phone, okay? I know the Blitz is going to have a real issue with this. This is kind of funny, though. We've been telling everybody, call in. What? Nobody wants to talk about the... Yeah, you can't. You can't call in. 7-3... Well, never mind. So, I want to ask you about the draft, okay? First of all, this is a story. And let me ask you if this is really a story. Report. The Browns may use the first and fourth pick on a quarterback.
This is a dumb... I can't believe that people are getting duped. Adam Schefter is putting that out there. I mean, is it just... Is Adam Schefter right now basically just saying, what do you got for me, Dorsey? All right, put this out there. We're going to take quarterback 1 and 4. I mean, and then this dummy on Yard Barker's like, hey, work for the Washington Redskins. Like,
yeah, hey, first dummy. And fourth rounder.
Yeah, not first and fourth pick, you dumb. This is outrageous. If anybody believes that they're the dumbest people ever, right now this is clearly, I understand what's happening now. This is just clearly about getting as many people to jump up into the top three as possible. Basically, he's trying to force somebody to number two so that his guy, Saquon Barkley, lasts to four. That's what it's about. He wants no chance of number two not being a quarterback.
Okay.
Because how would you like it if you got your favorite quarterback, whoever it is, and then
top player
on the board was there?
Are you sure, though, that the Browns covet him at number four?
I'm not positive. I've just been told that John Dorsey's had a thing for him since he was at Kansas City when Saquon was a freshman.
Yeah. So you.
I'm not sure. No. It could be Bradley Chubb. But I know this. Chubb or Barkley is going to be there for him.
Yeah.
There's no way New York traded up to not take a quarterback.
They have
three.
To.
Three being the Jets. And the Giants don't have to take a quarterback. They could go Barkley. They could go Chubb. Both of them would make some sense. They're both needs. There have been rumors about the Bills trading up to that spot. I think that Cleveland would love to have a quarterback drafted two and three, so that number four is probably their top player on the board.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's what this has got to be. And I don't, because I don't think they're super excited about trading out of number four, because that's going to be a really good player. And at some point, you can't just keep. It reminds you of a baseball team. Like, at what point are you going to stop trying to collect picks or collect minor league prospects, and are you going to use your capital to go?
Which is why the Browns had to change. Which is why they had to get rid of Sashi. That's all he was a hoarder.
He did great at hoarding picks. Now it's time to get somebody to draft good players.
Yeah.
And now it's time to go win. You got to start winning. You got to change the culture into a winning culture. And that's why I wouldn't trade out of number four unless it's just a killer deal, because you got a chance to get Chubb or Barkley.
Would you trade with the Bills there if a quarterback they covet is still there? I might.
What do you mean? Trade out of your number four if you've already got a quarterback?
Yeah. Yep.
I might
do that.
If you're getting both their 12 and their 20, is it one or 22? I think it's 21. I might, because at 12, I don't know. You're not going to get your top cornerback on the board, I don't think. So I don't know. It's tough. I mean, would you rather get two potentially good players or one great player?
One good player is going to drop if the first four guys go, because the Bills want a quarterback. If the first four guys gone are quarterback, then you're going to still have a good player at 12.
Two teams are dying for this to be a huge quarterback draft, and it's the Bucs at 7 and the Colts at 6. They want nothing more for them to push real players back to them, because neither one of them are drafting quarterback.
The Colts might get who they wanted at 3 at 6.
Yeah. Picked up exactly.
Yes.
And pick up 3. This is how it could go, theoretically. Sam Darnold 1, Josh Allen 2, Baker Mayfield 3. Or Rosen, one of the two. For Cleveland, if they've already picked that, let's say Saquon Barkley. 5, let's say Josh Rosen to the Denver Broncos. Boom. Chubb could be there at 6.
Oh, Chubb or Barkley could be there at 6.
Or it could be Barkley is there at 6. If you're the Colts, you got Chubb or Barkley at 6, and you picked up 3 picks?
Yeah.
And you got Tremaine Edmonds and Roquan Smith and Quentin Nelson? All of these guys would be there, and you just added 3 second rounders. That's an amazing. That's why you can't wait for this to be a quarterback draft. As a matter of fact, if I'm the Browns or if I'm the Colts or the Bucks, I'm leaking as much stuff about fake quarterback stuff, like to try to entice one of those quarterback hungry teams to move up. And get a quarterback. Bruce Arians, you hear what Bruce Arians said? Bruce Arians said he thinks it's a no brainer that the Arizona Cardinals should draft Lamar Jackson. And I thought, I don't know that Bruce should be saying that, because it's highly unlikely Bruce has sat down and grinded a bunch of tape on Lamar Jackson. And then number two, I don't know that that's a good look to tell your former team with a brand new head coach. Like, that kind of puts some, because Lamar's going to be a fan favorite too. It kind of puts that team in a bad spot when the ex-coach, who had good success there, is telling you who you should be drafting based on probably not watching a lot of tape.
Yeah, but when is Bruce giving a rat's ass about anything, though?
You're probably right about that.
Nothing.
You know, Bruce is going to be an announcer, or he'll be either studio show or in the booth. And I told my dad, I said, he's not going to want to be in the booth. He goes, Bruce is actually really good at seeing things on the field. He can see them as they happen and give instant analysis. He said, that's actually something he's really, really good at. Can you imagine with his jazz man hat on? Oh. Hey, what's up, baby? We're going to take a look at this defense right here, baby. Like, what? Who is this jazz man in there with Kevin Harlan? Who is this guy?
All right, 9:59. We're 8:59, we're going to bring in Sports Map 94.1 next right here.
ESPN 97.5.